Why don't you guys sit those down? Oh, because you have to turn the record button on. Ready, Don?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I was that was a good win for us. That was a game that I kind of worried about all summer. Like, LIU Brooklyn, are you kidding me? Why? You know, and because they've been to a couple straight NCAA tournaments, had a lot of starters back, and they can really score. They had a lot of experience. So, yeah, this was a game that I was concerned about, obviously, for a long time. And, you know, we were much better offensively in the second half than we've been all year. Shared the ball, 19 assists, 3 turnovers in the second half. Turned it over way too much in the first half, obviously. You guys know that. Defense wasn't good enough, but give them a lot of credit. They made a lot of shots. They got confidence. Our transition wasn't good enough, but had a lot of guys step up and play well. Pishon was really, obviously, really good. 13 assists, 1 turnover. Alex was really good. Des Wells played like the kid I thought he could play like. Coming in, and then Seth offensively was really good. Made some big shots for us. I thought Shaq gave us good minutes, just had limited minutes because they were so small. It was hard to play a big lineup. And we went small lineup there about the 7-minute mark and kind of changed the game.
You mentioned that this was a different Des Wells than what we had seen. What kind of, do you think, first of all, kind of spurred that? Was that just him getting a little more comfortable over the last couple of weeks? And also just in general, is that the sort of player that you had seen a lot of when you were
I don't know why it changed tonight. I sat down with him today and I talked to him. I said, I think you're putting way too much pressure on yourself. We have a good basketball team with good players. You don't have to be the guy every night for us to be successful. You just have to be Des Wells. And I think that's what he did tonight. And he got himself going early, which really helped. Offensively, I thought he was really good. Defensively, he's got a ways to go. But he rebounded, his 5 assists. You know, he's a really good passer, too. So, no, that's the kid I thought he was going to be. And he's just, you know, hopefully going to continue to improve on that.
That last group that was on the court, Seth, Pishon, Nick, Dez, and Alex, how often are we going to see that group on the court at the same time? It seems to have come for a long time toward the end of the game.
Yeah, it was situational, and I was really stubborn tonight. I kept a big lineup in. I get tired of bailing kids out. I want them to bail themselves out, and so I stuck with the big lineup in the second half. Nick's a smart enough player. I mean, I could have put Jake at the 4 too, Layman, but Nick's been here, so he was probably a little bit easier to do. And we kept it simple, and it allowed us to switch screens and guard them better. And then offensively, we were pretty explosive during that time. But I don't know. You might see it with leads quite a bit. We have leads. We haven't practiced it a lot. I don't know if we practiced it ever, to be quite honest with you. But it's kind of the way I like to coach sometimes.
Coach, you know, you've been going with 10 guys, basically. Is there enough minutes in the game to keep 10 guys happy?
No. No, there's not. But guys got to grow up and put Maryland first. And, you know, if you better play well when you're in. You're not going to go back in type deal. So there's not. And especially when games get a little bit bigger down the road. I shortened it a little bit in the second half, as you can tell. And we'll do our best to keep them happy, but they gotta keep themselves happy. As long as we're winning, I think that cures a lot of things.
Coach, is that kind of shooting you would see him Saturday in practice, and how much does that open things up?
Yeah, he's shooting the ball much better than. It's funny, the knock on him was that he couldn't really shoot, and you know, he really worked on it his senior year. He shot off his palm a lot. We've gotten it off his palm. Tonight he just got hot, and he was feeling it. And really, the one away from our bench was not a good shot because he had to reach out and grab it. And but he made it because he was feeling good. And then the one with 2:24 to go in front of our bench, I didn't like because we had the lead up 16, I think. selective hearing, I guess you can say, for him. But it helps us. It helps us, especially when Nick's not playing well, to be able to slide him in there. I think it really helps. And, you know, Jake Lehman, I thought, had some pretty good minutes, but still a big learning curve for him. And so to be able to move Seth over there is good. Helps us. Oh, I don't know. You can't ask 13 assists, one turnover. I mean, I know we made a lot of shots tonight, and we got some easy ones. I like the one turnovers. I think he's had 1, 0, and 1. He might have had 3. He might be 1, 1, and 1. So he's been pretty consistent with the turnover part in all 3 games. So I like that. And he made his free throws. So I don't know if he can play. I don't know. I mean, that was for this early in the year, it was a really good game for Keyshawn. I was proud of him.
Mark, how concerned are you with Nick in terms of being out of control of time?
There's a reason he didn't start the second half. He's got to learn. I don't want the same Nick that I had last year. I want Nick to get better. And he's just got a lot of calm. And he likes to score. And he's got to do what's best for the team. And, you know, hopefully he'll do that as we move forward. But we got enough people to overcome it.
Just to follow up, last year you talked about how he bought into everything you would ask him. What's happened now? Do you think he's pressing you because there's so much talent around him that he feels he has to do things to stay on the floor?
No, I don't think so. I think he was allowed to play that way last year. And so he's not allowed to play that way this year, and he's got to figure out how to get it out of our system. And we need Nick. I mean, Nick still played 23 minutes. It wasn't like he played 2. He played 23 minutes, and he's going to help us. But I just need him to play better, just smarter offensively and better defensively, and it'll come. I'm not worried about Nick. Nick's a great kid, a great family, but he is pressing.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thanks.